Digital Arena on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sportscast, August 28th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also an online radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, you can follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS. A lot of news coming in this week. Free agency still not over. A few signings. NFL preseason week number 3 began last night and throughout the week. The roster cut is this Sunday at 5, 6 p.m. Eastern. And a man that's coming off of the Jersey Boys sports talk last night, who thinks Allen Iverson is a Hall of Famer. Welcome back, sir, to the Sportscast.
What's going on, Santiago? It's good to be on a Friday. Fridays. Let's go, people.
Friday. So what do you think? Is Allen Iverson a Hall of Famer?
He's more than a bona fide Hall of Famer. He's one of the 75 greatest NBA players that ever played this game. So big ups.
Do you have to win a championship?
Yeah, he came close. He went there one time. You got to give him credit for that. So, you know.
Against Kobe.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice.
That's right. That's
our, not a game. Not a game. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Let him know, AI.
No. All right. So let's go into the headlines. Geno Smith throws a touchdown pass during his one drive cameo as Jets top Steelers 17-0. Geno Smith is actually coming off an injury, but how'd you think of the performance last week against the Steelers, Anthony?
I was pretty impressed with the first drive. He drove down. He went 7 for 7, I believe, on that drive. He was hitting, I think, 6 different players on that drive. The ball was moving around. Whatever him and Frank Wright chemistry got going, I like what I saw, Santiago. They came out and drove right down on the Steelers. And I thought that was very impressive because I wanted to see what Geno could give us. I expect Geno to probably play a series tonight. I'm hoping maybe to start the game, get him out there, and let him get one more drive in before we start the regular season, because I believe that was the only preseason action he had all preseason.
Preseason, yeah. Only one drive.
That's right. I expect him to play tonight in the Snoopy Bowl.
The Snoopy Bowl, which we'll definitely talk about that, touch on that later on the show. Geno Smith has 65 yards, 9.31 touchdown. Brady Cook, 31 yards, 1 touchdown. K-Klubnik, which I know Anthony likes, 75 yards. And Bailey Zappi, 68 yards. There is a competition for QB2, Anthony. Who do you think will get it? I know tonight's the last chance. But who's at QB2? Who's in the running for that?
I'm going to give it to Cade. I think Cade is a way ahead of Scott and all the rest of the guys over there. Bailey
Zappi and Brady Cook.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Brady Cook. I'm sorry. I believe Cade Kukli is the man. I think he's going to be the backup to Geno Smith because he showed me more than. Brady Cook's been there last year. Zappi's been around for a while. But I just think there's so much upside to Cade. I mean, he just looks pro ready to me. So I think he throws a good ball. I think the guys like him. So he got a good future. Just see what happens.
Geno Smith, who sat out the New York's preseason opener to give his aching ankle a break, has a bad ankle, showing a little mobility, who rushed and needed just 10 plays to get the Jets 69 yards. New York Jets coach Aaron Glenn was a little bit more expansive, pointing to a running game that managed 62 yards, 16 of them coming in on a scramble by a rookie, Klubnik. So he's very mobile there. Oh, Klubnik battling to be Smith's backup when the season opens, completed 10 of 15 passes for 75 yards. Bailey Zappi threw for 68 yards. And Brady Cook's one completion was a 31-yard lob. So the Jets also had an interception against Steelers Will Howard twice in the first half with the Steelers 1-1 drive with New York territory. Andre Sisco stepped in front of a poor pass by Howard, intended for Roman Wilson, and raced 23 yards the other way. Samuel Womack made a nice grab and a ball again intended for Wilson on Pittsburgh's next drive. So you got an interception, Anthony. Some promise there.
Yeah, so it's that back end is what we had real serious doubts about last year. Like I said, we brought in Micah Fitzpatrick and Deshaun, what's his name, Wright. He hasn't played this preseason.
Yeah.
Season, really, we got to call it like a season, but these games they play in the summertime. I expect that back in to, like I said, to have an interception this year, and I'm looking forward to us on that back end to be a lot more improved than last year. Santiago, we didn't have not one interception last year, and then here we go this year, starting in the preseason with picking them. So I just feel that it's a good sign. So.
It's a good sign by Sisco. Andre Sisco sharpens his footwork there. He's new to the team, or has he been around?
He came, I believe, the year before from Miami. we picked him up. So
that's quite common.
He's a good player, man. I mean, he's a ball hog and he hits. I mean, our back end is going to be hitters back there because you got to remember last year, the year before, we had Sauce Gardner. And a couple of guys, Michael Carter, whatever these guys were, they really wasn't tacklers. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sauce Gardner wasn't coming up to tackle nobody. And I think with him gone and the way the team is set up, the way Aaron Glenn's like to play, I think you're going to see a big difference on that back end. Because you got to remember as well, also, Aaron Glenn is calling the plays on defense this year. So I expect the Jets' defense to be a lot more improved.
A little bit more stiffer. Look at the schedule. Look at the Giants tonight, 7:30. Then you got Tennessee Titans
week one.
You're going up against your old coach, Robert Saleh, which you're not a fan of. Victor is a huge fan of him. So that is week one. But week two gets tougher with the Packers and the Lions. So Lions are beatable, I think.
Well, they're well proven. They're put together. They got a good coach. And I expect them to be, you know, a good team that we're going to have to play. Like, the schedule is we got to come out. Week two, whiteout against Green Bay Packers. So, you know.
In New York.
In New York. That's our home opener. And I expect us to be psyched up and ready for that game. So,
yeah.
Hopefully, we can get week one out the way and take care of
Tennessee. Big win. Tennessee, Robert Saleh's old coach. Yeah. Of the New York Jets a couple years ago, got laid off, which was a tough situation, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he had a real good team, and I think they reached for Aaron Rodgers. They thought they were a playoff team, the Jets, at that time. If they got Aaron Rodgers, they felt he could get them over the hump. He didn't even get them to the first quarter.
Playoffs.
It wasn't no playoffs involved. It was a bad deal for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. So, you know, that's what got Saleh fired.
Right, yeah, I think the situation with Aaron Rodgers tough to handle with. Mike Tomlin was able to handle him. Of course, Mike McCarthy is. So, we'll see what happens. You know what? Like, the preseason should have like a trophy. You know, like whoever has like the most wins it.
Yeah, but. That you're trying to make the football sound like the basketball summer league. It ain't gonna happen. It can't. That's like you can't
get more competitive.
You can't. That people get hurt.
Like, yeah, I know that's the thing.
They don't want you to be too competitive in preseason. They want you to be mediocre to just show us enough on tape that okay, we throw you out there live game time. Okay, good. But you know, if they did that in preseason, people. Like, you give them more money, the people will die. Like, it wouldn't work out too good.
It wouldn't be working out, and I guess the TV ratings wouldn't be good enough. No. So, anyways, let's go last night, Mendoza, which is he's bringing some headlines, and the NFL already. He might be the starter for week one because Kubiak, they asked him last night after the loss, who's going to be the starting quarterback, and he did not confirm Kirk Cousins, Anthony.
He wants y'all to believe. Have y'all thinking? This is good. I like how that Kubiak's already came in there. He ain't gonna let you know what's going on. Kirk Cousins is gonna be. I guarantee week one, Kirk Cousins starting. Mendoza's not ready yet, Santiago. This league is hard. You just don't want to throw him out there. I've heard Tom Brady talk about this. You want to be prepared as a quarterback. You just don't want to have him set up to fail. Okay, and I truly believe that they're giving him all the work he can have this preseason because he needs to work. And he's not doing too well since that, you know, that first game they had. And he's been going tumbling towards, you know, throwing, you know, not reading right. And he's one after another. It's going to happen because he's not at that level to see the whole game fully as a rookie. This game is so complex, and he's got to, like, sit down and watch it before you can get out there and play it in the pros. It ain't college no more. You're not playing against high school kids that just got out of high school, and they're coming in. These are grown men that got to feed their kids. These guys are prepared. They're not going to be letting you come in here thinking you're a rookie and you're going to show them up. This is not how this league works. Look how he threw this ball. He threw it high. He threw it into double coverage over. There was an underneath linebacker, and there was a high safety over the top. So when he threw that ball, he threw it over that linebacker. If you watch, there's going to be an underneath linebacker. He just faded back. He's just going to drop back. And he's lucky that it wasn't intercepted by him. So it went right over his hands, too. So
overthrown.
He'll learn. He has to see the game, and I truly believe Kirk Cousins will be their starting quarterback week one.
Kirk Cousins will be the starting quarterback. According to Anthony, Mendoza was sacked twice and threw an interception and lost against the Niners 18-12 in the preseason. Mendoza says, it's the NFL. There are monsters on the other side of the ball, and you need to get the ball out quick, which is what Anthony said. These are grown men. It's not high school kids or even college kids. He also said it teaches you need to play on time, and there's less margin for error. So I think it's a great experience having that heat and duress because the diamonds are built under pressure. The diamonds are built under pressure.
Absolutely. Listen, Santiago, I know you like Mendoza. I do too. You know that. But I'd rather him be set up to win than to set up to fail. And I truly believe the Raiders – as an organization, they really need to get this right. They're just one of those franchises that been fading a little bit, and they're one of the main franchises in NFL history. So I would like to see the Raiders get back on track. I'm hoping Tom Brady turns it around there with those, and he sees the picture. He wants Mendoza to sit. He wants to redshirt him. He wants to sit him for a year. And I truly believe that would be the best teaching experience for him. Because, you know, when you're in college, you're the man. But when you come to the pros, you're not the man anymore. And you don't want to destroy that confidence, making them go out there and set them up for failure. And I hope they don't do that. We talked about this with the Jets, with Sam Darnold and all the quarterbacks that came and how they just set them up for failure. And I know Tom Brady, he ain't going to let that happen.
He's not. As Anthony's referencing, Tom Brady is a minority owner of the Las Vegas Raiders, so he does have some say of the direction of the team. And a man that knows Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, has said he will be focused on UNC rather than an NFL return. Despite a challenging first season, Anthony, Bill Belichick emphasized that he's fully committed to UNC, to the program in the second year, and isn't considering returning to the NFL. Not sure where this rumor came from. I'm focused on UNC right now. Absolutely. They're in Ireland. I recruited these kids 2 years with them, been with these guys. I want to help them. I had a great experience in NFL, but I'm very happy in North Carolina. I'm excited to be here excited about the future of our program. Is he going to be a successful college football coach, or he's just going to be known for the NFL and the Patriots and Tom Brady?
Oh, man, Santiago. The rumor, first of all, is kind of skittish coming out all of a sudden talking about the NFL first off and foremost. So that's kind of strange right there. Now, I'm an hour and 15 minutes from Chapel Hill. All right. I can tell you right now, Bill Belichick is about to bounce to the pros in a couple more years. I can feel it coming. I mean, let the Jets, let Aaron Glenn start slipping. They're already putting Mike Tomlin in Aaron Glenn's job.
I heard those rumors.
Yeah, listen, this is what happens in sports. Unfortunately, it happens in the New York area bigger than any because there's a lot of people and they like to spread.
And the bigger media market. Yeah,
they're the ones that feed the media market with all the nonsense. It's the dummies in New York. So I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see Belichick. He doesn't have that college swag, in other words.
Grit.
He's not built for that. I mean, he wants to, I understand, get away from the NFL. That's why he did it, to get away from the NFL for a little bit and live a little college life with his young girlfriend, thinking he's young and being around young kids. I get it, Bill. Come on back to the NFL. Let me tell you something. There'll be a team lined up in the NFL soon as Belichick declares he wants to come back to the NFL. I guarantee it. And the Jets would be one of them if that was the case that happens. I'm hoping the Jets are not, because I'm hoping AG can really lock in and let him build his program, and he'll be a long-term coach there for, you know, years to come. I'm hoping that's what happens with him. But you never know. You never know with the Jets and the way they do things.
So. Are you skeptical for the Jets? Because I know you were last week a bit.
Listen, one thing about this year, I can say, Santiago, I feel more confidence in the way that year. Yeah, because I think AG picked his own groceries and he's putting it together. And you can see in preseason the way they played this year than they played last year. I see a big difference. Like, you know, you got more professionals in the building. You got guys like Micah
Frank Reich.
You got Demario Davis. You got professionals in the building to show these young men how to carry themselves. And I think I feel more comfortable about Geno Smith throwing the ball past 25 yards, something Justin Fields couldn't do. He's not going to, you know, it's terrible. Like, you have to feel bad for guys like Garrett Wilson when they, you know, he's one of those premier wide receivers. He needs the ball. And I think, watch, you'll see. He got a quarterback that can push it down the field. And I expect Garrett Wilson to have a decent year as well. So him and Priest-Hall, they will be fantasy pickups this year, because last year, you know, it was hard to take these guys because of Justin Fields.
Well, yesterday, Daniel or David Heilman was kind of skeptical about Priest-Hall. He's the football fantasy guy.
Here's the kicker with that, with him. I wanted to talk to Dave. I wish we had a little bit more time. Here, I hear what Dave's saying. You have to base your production off of last year. See, I understand that he didn't have a fantasy season type year. He still gained 1,000 yards. You know what I'm saying? He still performed for me between, you know, a bad team. You still got, you know, he did decent for me. I expect him and Braylon Allen to have monster years back there to me. Like, those guys are going to be fantasy reliable backups. You know, you're going to cuff. If you got Priest-Hall, you're going to cuff Braylon Allen. You got to, because, you know, that's the only way I would do that move. If I get Priest-Hall, I'm going to have to go search for Braylon Allen as well. So he's a good running back. So
quite something. Let's go to Cleveland quarterback, the Dylan Gabriel threw for three touchdowns as Brown beats Patriots 37-13. Dylan Gabriel had three touchdown passes, two to Luke Floria and Dalen Green, who directed a 98-yard touchdown drive to help the Cleveland Browns beat the Patriots. Gabriel and Green got extended looks as they vie for the Browns' third quarterback spot, of course, Shador, and then Deshaun Watson, the starter. Gabriel got the start and played the first half while Green saw the second half snaps. Poor Gabriel. He was drafted before Shador, but now
he's moving further and further away.
Further away.
And you know what? He got guaranteed money. That, see, this is the dysfunctional. This is what sounds so dysfunctional about the Cleveland Browns. You got a third-round pick. That kid was a third round there, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Yeah. That's correct. Yep.
And he has guaranteed money, if I'm not mistaken, Santiago. And Sador and them had to get contracts in. Sador was, what, a fifth rounder? And
sixth or fifth. Doesn't matter these days.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, what's going on in Cleveland? I feel bad for that fan base because the Cleveland fan base is one of the best fan bases in all of sports. I mean, you know, basketball, a little bit baseball, but their football program since Jim Brown, that's all I ever heard about was the Cleveland Browns. Like, you know,
yeah,
that was one of those teams that was like, you know, they got the dog pound, you know, they were just that team, you know, and that brown, and you know, who what color is that? Like that's like a real cool color. Like their suits, their uniforms, everything. It's like, but they are terrible.
And they are terrible. Which is worse, Jets or Browns?
I think both, but I would say the Jets are a little bit ahead of the Browns now. But you know, I would they probably say the Browns, the Jets are worse. But we'll say they both worse now. Let's just call it like that.
And as you guys know, Deshaun Watson is a starter for the Browns
for two weeks.
That's right. I did hear that story. We'll see what happens. He could, you know, it could be Shador for week three. We'll find out. But he had an interesting press conference a week ago, and then he apologized to the fans, saying, "Oh, you guys shouldn't be booing me." And then afterwards, he said he's sorry. So we'll see where the story goes with Deshaun, Anthony.
Man, this guy. Listen, you know what he? I don't know who advises these people with all this damn money this guy got. You would think he would shut up.
$400 million.
Yeah, like you would shut up and say the right words, wouldn't you, Dutal? Or have show some compassion on life towards people that you pretty much offended towards women. The way he talks is real arrogant to me. Like for me, just me. I'm just saying. I would have told him, listen, Deshaun, when you step to that mic, show some compassion for what your words, the way you speak. You did some damage. You felt that, okay, you didn't do nothing to these women, fine. But it's how you come off and you present yourself.
Is the tone.
The tone is not good for him. And I really, like, he really thinks people did him wrong.
Playoffs.
You know, you ain't played. Well, how long has he sat out playing football, Santiago?
4 years? He's been there at 4 years in Cleveland. So, but I think he's played like 8 games per season.
Okay.
Around there.
Okay. So, you know, you got your bag. I don't know what Cleveland was thinking about, but you got your money. You should have rode off into the sunset, brother, and never came back. That's what I would have told him. And don't say a word. Just shut up. And I guess, you know, for these athletes, where they get a little money in their pocket and they think they, you know, they're bigger than everybody, the world.
They think they own the world.
Pretty much some of them do, but you know, they soon find out they're not in charge of this world. There's a bigger power upstairs, and they realize it. And I think for him, he just, you know, went about it the wrong way. And I just think he should just keep his mouth shut.
And show it on the field. Win some games.
That's right.
Jets in a few weeks. So
we probably got Shador. We ain't gonna get him. Because we're going to probably get Shador. So.
Well, Deshaun
has, I would be mad, too.
Has played about 20 regular season games in his career. 2022, he played 6 games. 2023, played 6 games. 2024, plays seven games. I think he was out all season last year.
Okay, so we're talking about a combined 19 games over a two-year span, really. So I would look at this money this guy got, and Cleveland, that was like the dumbest of moves that ever for an organization. That's why they're stuck, because they've been restructuring this deal and they can't get it off the table, off the books. Because once you take him in, oh, let's restructure it, you're giving him more money on the back end, and then, you know, less money and more money to give to somebody else if we need to sign. And they're just going to go down the line kicking this can to where they ain't going to get nobody. I mean, they're going to have to do something quick, like the same thing Arizona did with Kyler Murray. Maybe one more year, you're going to have to eat the rest of that money. And I would think that would be the best thing for the Cleveland Browns to do, to cut ties with this guy and start concentrating on the future of the Cleveland Browns and what their fan base want is Shador. And you got a passionate fan base, and you're going against the grain when you declare to start.
But he has a contract, Anthony.
He got money. See, that's it. That, like I said.
And if I was the owner, I'm paying you a lot of money. I want you to be starting.
That's the bad thing about it. You're stuck with him. You have to do this because
you're handcuffed to him.
That's right. You're married to this guy. You're married. That's the worst feeling. You're married to someone you don't love, and you got to stay in this relationship forever.
Yes, to get out.
Yeah, to death do us part.
Well, let's go back to college. ACC became the last Power Four conference to say no, pro athletes, you cannot come back to college. The situation with LSU. What is your thoughts over this? I mean, this is unprecedented.
Yeah, this is everything's wrong about this. But you cannot blame the 5 years that want to get their 5 year eligibility. If that's what the law set up for them, they found that loophole. And trust me, if you would do the same thing, Santiago, let's put the comparison up. The guy gets drafted, I think, by Baltimore Ravens. They waive him. He goes to Cleveland, and then waive him.
He actually went to Eagles first.
All right, the Eagles. I'm sorry. Yeah, and then, yes, and then they waive him, and then Cleveland picks him up, and he gets waived from them. Now, he could have sat out, don't go back to school.
Hey, Quan Wright.
And go, you know, to a practice squad or something like that and make a what?
Which you still get paid good.
What? $2,000, $3,000 a week or something?
Per week. Hey, that's money.
He's got $5 million to go back to LSU. Okay? So
I've heard.
What's so hard to make that decision? I'm not going to be no practice dummy for the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to go back to college, get my fifth-year eligibility, plus make me $5 million on the top of that, and I'm the happiest guy on the planet right now.
And you have it.
That's how that worked for him. So he took advantage of the system. He jumped through that loop, got his $5 million. Now he'll come back out next year, and I guarantee a team is going to take him. I bet you he'll be on a pro roster next year.
We'll see. Maybe the Jets.
Don't say that.
Speaking about the Jets, tonight, preseason week number 3, Geno Smith is not starting. What are your expectations? What do you want to see from the Jets tonight, Mr. Anthony Frog?
I would like to see them finish the preseason healthy. No injuries. I'm quite sure none of the main starters will be playing, but they have to fill a couple of roles on. You know, this is hard for those guys.
A lot of people's livelihoods are on the line.
Yeah.
The roster cut is this
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah. I this is where you become a pro today. This is your last game to try. So I wish them all the best of luck. It's like I said, a professional football player is one of the hardest jobs to get, man. And God bless you just to compete to get one. You know, I give them all the love. So we'll see what happens. I like to see, you know, some of the newer players and see what we got. They'll play a lot tonight. And so we'll see
what happens. And a lot of these people get cut either join a practice squad or they go to the UFL.
And there's, you know, that's what's so good about football. They got other leagues now, and these guys go there and, you know,
more opportunity. Livelihood.
Yeah, for sure.
Get another look. And I do know that a few UFL players have gotten picked up. So there's some chances there.
Hey, they ball in that league. The arena football, there's been players that came out of there and went to the
pros. Yeah, well, the UFL is not arena. They're actually an actual outdoor.
Yeah, that's league, different. So. Arena football is
different. Arena football is out in the Midwest. I believe Iowa, Nebraska, that's huge over there. So, and I think Orlando had a team.
I believe Kurt Warner was one of the quarterbacks back in the day.
Was a grocery bag boy, played in arena football, played in NFL Europe. Got drafted by the Rams at 28, or got signed by the Rams. Won a Super Bowl a year later.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. You can do it. Victor can do it. You can do it.
Anybody can do it. You just got to have that opportunity. That's all. That's all. A little opportunity and a little door open.
And does this person have another opportunity for a championship? Klay Thompson, former Golden State Warriors, is going to the Miami Heat after the Mavericks bought out his contract. Is this the missing piece for the Miami Heat to beat the Knicks and win the championship?
If you would have told me this in Klay's years with Golden State, I would be like, this is really tight. This is going to get them.
This is dangerous.
But you're talking about a Klay that's almost going to be like 40 or 35 or
something. Somewhere around there, late 30s, yeah.
And, you know, he's had that serious last knee injury. So I think he's never really fully recovered from that, tell you the truth, Santiago. But I've always been a Klay Thompson fan since his dad played really with the Lakers back in the day. So
the old Smash Brothers.
I always wanted him on my team. I always wanted Klay to be a Knick for some reason, you know.
Wasn't there rumors a couple years ago or like 10 years ago he was going to join the Knicks?
I'll just say this. Klay can always come to the Knicks because he's built like us. We like Klay. You know what I'm saying? His dad, everybody. So well, I'm happy for him. Let me tell you about this move for the Miami Heat. This is a good pickup. This is one thing about Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. They get it right. They get players to build into their system. They got a system there in Miami. And these guys that they pick up, they know just the player they need to help Bam. Bam ain't going nowhere. Bam is like that centerpiece to that whole thing to me. And now with Giannis and Wiggins and Bobby Portis
Jr., know. Nikola Jokic,
Tim Hardaway Jr. Don't forget about Tim Hardaway Jr. too. They picked up two. Hey, they got two shooters now with Klay Thompson and Hardaway Jr. And I think that's what they wanted, so they could space the floor a little bit better for Giannis. Because if you looked at that team, I was saying they got to get a shooter to spread that floor, and they got one in Klay Thompson. Because Tim Hardaway, okay, that they picked him up, I just didn't feel that he was a spacer like Klay Thompson. You can't leave him open. You can leave Tim Hardaway Jr. open, but you ain't leaving Klay Thompson open.
I wouldn't leave Klay Thompson open, according to his girlfriend.
Yeah, oh, man, that's a little blow. Shots fired.
let me pull that up.
They're not together. Yeah, pull that up. They're not together anymore. Megan
Fox. I don't follow the sports off the field gossip like Victor and you guys do. So we're not gonna talk about Jed York.
I believe her name is Megan Stallion. That was his girlfriend. She's a real thick girl like that. Oh, bang, bang.
Let's not get detail here. All right. Well, there you have it. NBA, NFL, a lot going on. Next week is actually a rest week for the NFL. They don't have preseason games. But the week after is the regular season. The game's on Wednesday. It'll be played internationally in Brazil. The first match, first game on Wednesday night. First time ever in NFL history. You can do that because you can play overseas. Because if you cannot have a Wednesday football game here in the States, apparently.
Well, when we had the pandemic, we had one. So.
You're right.
It was a couple of games on Tuesday and Wednesday. So, you know, that was under circumstances that we never seen before. So anything's possible.
Unprecedented.
See, you know these words, Santiago.
It's actually in Seattle, the game. The first game, Patriots at Seahawks. It's Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, rematch.
So quite something. I can't wait for the season.
We have to wait so long for them to kick the ball off. All right, you're going to give us I hate the NFL for this. This is not good for them either. You're going to play your last preseason game this week, okay? We're not going to see another football game
in two weeks. Or a week and a half, to be exact.
2 weeks, okay, for me as a football player, because that Sunday is the game.
Sunday is when like the real games happen.
I don't care about that Wednesday game. That doesn't count my season. Sunday's when the games are played, where we're built up as fans. Like, we're ready for Sunday. And you're going to tease us for 2 weeks and then give us a game out of our country, take our football game.
Actually, the first game will be in Seattle. I apologize.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be in Lumen Field. So
I know the 49ers and the Rams are playing over there somewhere
in Perth, Australia, which is a 24-hour trip, Anthony.
That's crazy.
If I was a Kittle, I would not take that flight.
I, 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 it, Santiago, I have never flown before like that. So I don't know nothing about
it. The longest flight I've ever flown is 13 hours to Africa.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of flying, man. I would have just, I know you slept, right? You slept in.
I did sleep. I walked around the plane, but it was a long trip.
Yeah, so all that fuel up there, they had enough fuel to get you there? I'm glad you're back home, there. Buddy. Hey,
say it happened 15 years ago.
You're not getting me in a plane and saying you're going to get me in the air for 13 hours and I ain't going to touch no ground? Oh,
but what if you have guaranteed money if you go over there?
Well, that's different. I'll take a sleeping pill. I'll sleep like you. I'll walk around a little bit and think about the money again. That's a, like you.
Well, there you have it. It's going to happen. Anthony, what are your coordinates?
Oh, yeah, man. You can find me at the Jersey Boy Shows on Thursdays at 8 o'clock on Sportcast 1. And you can also find me here with the update with San Diego on Fridays. And my Uncle Funky channel, YouTube. People, check it out. It's all about us here. It's our team, the Sportcast guys. And it's all our clips and, you know, a few other animations I have there. You know that. I like the.
Yep. And we have some special guests this fall, thanks to Anthony Frog, in touch with some athletes, some legends, and they'll be on the show contributing throughout and show their intake.
This fall, we hope to have some shows for you people this fall, and hopefully Santiago can get this going, man. We got some sports for you guys this year.
There you have it.
Let's go.
And you can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or the Sportscast 1 and X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting a little bit if there's any big plays that we're concerned. Hopefully no injuries, but it's NFL. Nothing's safe.
You never got back with me on this fantasy football, boss.
I have a league, but it's all full. But it's not the Sportscast league. It's like one of my local leagues.
Next year, we need to get our team together.
We got to get Victor. Victor's learning fantasy now.
This is what we'll do. We'll put it out there this year. We're just putting the team together for next year. We got a bunch of football lovers here. We can set up our own team for Sportcast 1.
There you have it. You have it. Another good week. Next week's going to be huge. Getting ready. We're going into the run-up. We're running up to the NFL season, and this was your update.